God bless you. Thank you for tuning in for March Manna. Dr. Rita, I pray all is well with you. I pray that you guys are strengthened and encouraged on today. I want to come to encourage you to let you know that everything that you've gone through is not in vain and that God sees you. And it may not seem like you're getting your reward now, but trust, there is a season, there's a time, and it's real soon. It's not far off. That everything, every tear that you cried, every seed that you sowed, every time that you have spent, all your talents, all your resources, your prayers, that none of that is in vain. And because you helped others and you didn't seek anything for yourself, and because you labored for others and helped make sure that their ministry was okay, their business was okay, make sure their children went to college, make sure, I mean, because you did all this from a pure heart and you didn't want anything, no strings attached, didn't want your name called, you have given out of your last, and some of you guys have given out of your very last. God has not forgotten you. Every counseling session that you've done, every night call that you have done, in the midnight hours, this interrupting your sleep, interrupting your plan, God sees everything that you're doing, and he loves you for it. And because of your heart, you didn't do it grudgingly. You did it. You didn't do it out of necessity. God said, don't do it grudgingly. Don't do it out of necessity, because God loves a cheerful giver. And because you gave from a cheerful heart, a heart that really was compassionate for other people, and you put yourself on the sideline, you put your priority. You delayed some of the things in your life so that you can help others, and God sees that. And don't get weary in well doing, because in due season you will reap a harvest if you faint not. You may have sown one seed, but out of that one seed there's going to be a harvest. And so I'm excited on today. I ministered from this word before and encouraged from this word before, and God dropped it back in my spirit today. And so I'm going to read Exodus. Let's see. I believe in Exodus chapter 3. Let me get to that. And the theme is not, you're not going to come out empty-handed. You know, everything that you've gone through for a reason. And you've been sowing into your own purpose. You've been sowing into your own vision, your own destiny. You've been sowing into your own peace. You've been sowing into your own growth, your own, I mean, you have done this by doing it to others. You have done, God, you know, Jesus said, if you have done it to the least of these, you have done it unto me. And so God is really pleased. In the Exodus chapter 3, and I think I'm going to start at 15. Okay. Let me get the right version here. Nope, I'm going to 25. Nope, 35. Okay, needing my glasses on today. As we're going to Exodus. Let me get this here. When I was trying to get the verse ahead of time, see how the enemy just wanted this, ugh, but it's okay. I'm going to get it, because I believe this is something that you need to hear, All right. Okay, Exodus chapter 3 and verse 21. And I'm going to, in verse 21. And it said, and I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and it shall come to pass. I need you guys to hear this. And I need you to hear this, because sometimes we get so upset that we're in the presence of our enemies.
and that our enemies are definitely necessary. You know, Psalm says, look, he's going to prepare a table just in the presence of our enemies. But I want you to know our enemies are not just going to be there to see us receive, but some of the receiving is going to be from them. Because what they took out of Egypt didn't belong to them, it belonged to their enemies. And I need y'all to understand this. Because your enemies have caused you to suffer. Their enemies caused you pain. Their enemies frustrated you. And it may not come from them directly. It may come indirectly. But guess what? The point of the matter is you're not coming out empty-handed. You know, your isolation, your demotion, all of that, God is a restorer. Not only is a restorer of things, he's also a restorer of time. And it says, I was so excited when I read this. It said, and I will give this people favor. And who is he going to give favor to? In the sight of the Egyptians. Come on, somebody. God is setting everything up in our lives so that we can be this testimony to show the people there is a God. Because how in the world can a people be oppressed? If you haven't read the story about the Israelites and how they was in captivity for 400 years under the oppression of the Egyptians and how they were their slaves and they did all the hard labor for them. And even when they try to snuff them out, guess what? They grew even stronger even in the oppression. You need to catch that. Even in your oppression, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago about how the struggle and how the pressures of life, it builds patience in us and endurance in us. And not only does it do that, because of your attitude, because of your posture, because of you allowing the presence of God to live in your life, to be shown through your life, even in the presence of your enemies, it says, look, and I will give this people favor. Favor. That means no matter what is said and done over and over again, God has been telling us in this prayer, I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what they say. I don't care what route they go. I don't care what denomination they are. I don't care what kind of traditions they have. I don't care what they acknowledge. My favor is upon your life and can't nothing stop it. You can't die because you the favor on your life. There's so much that God has appointed your life to do. He has planned it already. It's preordained. It's predestined for you to do. And so, look, in the sight of the Egyptians, and it shall come to pass. I thank God that even though I went through, I'm going to. I'm not staying. I'm not going to go back. I'm not being stagnant. I'm in constant motion. You may not see my feet moving, but guess what? And I'm constant motion, even in the spirit realm. I'm constantly because I see what God sees. I've grasped hope, to the faith, to my future, to my destiny, my purpose, and can't nothing, even in the midst of the Egyptian, even in the midst of my enemies, even in the midst of your naysayers, even in the midst of those who discourage you, even in the midst of the gospel, even in the midst of those who backstab, even in the midst of all of that, it says that God shows the favor in the sight of Egyptians, and it shall come to pass that when you go, that means you can't stay where you are. That when you go, guess what? Right now it seems like you're not shifting, you're not moving, there's no promotion. But God, look, it's already said that when ye go, that means there is a time that you're going to be on the move. There's going to be a time, look, that you won't be in the same place that you are. There's a time that you're going to shift and relocate. I need somebody to catch that right now. God, y'all don't know about you. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for the shift in the people of God's life. I thank you for the favor in the shift, God, even in the midst of their enemies, Father God. I thank you. I give you glory. And why? Because when you go, you're not going to go empty-handed. That is a word. That means you're going to take some. You think you lost something, but it's nothing in comparison to what God has given you, is going to give you, that is waiting for you, that he has promised you, that he has he's overflown his storehouses for you. And guess what? No apologies needed. No regrets. But we got to stand upright
We got to walk in this thing. We got to hold our head up. We don't have time to be sappy saying, we already victorious. The fight is already prefixed. We're more than overcomers. We are the favor of God because it said it in his word. And I will give you this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when ye go, ye shall not go empty-handed. Ye shall not go empty-handed. Your pocket's not going to be empty. Your bank account's not going to be empty. And this is not no prosperity preaching. I'm just saying, because if we have a God, all our needs are going to be supplied. So whatever we need, we can ask for. We ain't got to sow a certain amount of seed to get nothing back. No. Everything we do is in a relationship with our relationship with God. You can't force nobody to sow a certain amount of seed. You can't tell them to sow $7 and God going to bless them with $7,000. That's a personal relationship. That's a personal decision between them and God. Them and God. God don't need no gimmick. He just need our obedience. And the word is plain and simple. And I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when ye go, ye shall not go empty. Wow. Wow. I don't care if it seems like it's overdue, it's going to be on time. You know, it's just like, you know, when people file their taxes, some people do it electronically so they can get it right away. And some people just wait until they get it because they know by the time it comes, it's going to come right on time. They're not going to waste it on nothing. My God. Exodus 3:21. Powerful. Powerful. My God. Psalms 105:37 says, then he brought Israel out with silver and gold, and none among his tribes stumbled. None among his tribe stumbled. God is going to give us favor. We just need to hold fast, hold on. Don't get discouraged. Don't get fearful. Don't compromise. We just need to be steadfast in our belief and our faith. Genesis 39:21 says, but the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Even in your prison, you get favor. If you're listening to this, and I don't care if you you could probably listen to any on the internet because I have this on SoundCloud as well. You can be in a prison. You can be in a detention home. You can be in a halfway house. You know, some people are house confined, under house arrest, but that's just a physical confinement. But spiritually, you're free. And even in the sight of your keepers, even in sight of your prison, God can still show you favor. You know, God can use anybody if they're willing. Anybody if they're willing. Psalm 105:37, he brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribe. That means you're going to come out and you're going to be able to enjoy everything that you came out with. You're going to come out to enjoy it. You're not all used up. You know, some people think they go through stuff and they say, you know what, I ain't going to be no more good by the time I'm done with this. I may have gotten out of it, but I'm going to be too tired. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. These are your best days. Your last days are your best days. I prophesy that to your life on today. That everything mentally, you're going to be mentally healthy. You're going to be physically healthy, spiritually healthy and whole. No soul ties, no broken heart, no frustration, no disappointment. God going to wipe that all away along with every tear from your eye. God is renewing, he's restoring, he's reviving, he's rekindling back the first love that you have for him. That's how it all starts.
is just surrendering back to him. And if you're not saved and you don't know what this is, you may feel like, you know what, I'm going to stay in Egypt. You know, at least I know what Egypt is like. No, 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 no. And you really want to be set free. If you want to be free in Christ, all you have to do is confess with your heart and believe, confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord. It's just that simple. You ain't got to do no dance. You ain't got to sing no song. You just got to surrender your life to him. And that's where I'm at this place. I'm at wholeheartedly 100% surrendering my life to God. We don't know when the day or the hour is come, but I know that there's a promise that has to be sealed, that the favor of God is upon my life, even in the midst of my storms and my situation, and that God is going to, in the midst of my enemies, going to show me favor, and he's going to allow me to come out with not just anything, because you know that they came out with silver and gold. It's going to be better than what I lost. It's going to be better than what I have. And you have to believe that on today. What I lost is nothing in comparison to what I'm about to gain in Jesus Christ. Amen. Father, I love you because you are on time, God. I believe that there is a reason and a purpose that this message had to go out for during this week and this time on this day. I thank you, Father God, because you do all things well. I thank you, Father God, for every ear that hears, God, and every heart that is obedient unto you and surrenders to you. Father, I thank you right now for the chains being broken off of our lives, God, for we are no longer slaves to tradition. We're no longer slaves to our enemy. We're no longer slaves to false doctrine, God. We're no longer slaves, God, to people's opinions, God. But all that matters is you, our relationship with you, Father God. And we just give you glory and honor, God, for loving us and showing us favor, Father God. We thank you right now in the midst of our enemies, God. You're protecting us. You got a whole host of camp around us, God. Our angels are fighting and warring on our behalf, God, that are ministering to us, God, to continue to encourage us, Father God. The Holy Spirit leading and guiding us through all truth, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, that when we go, God, and as we go, Father God, we're going to be worshiping you. We're going to praise you, God. And we won't forget you, Father God, because you have delivered us, God. We won't forget you, Father God, because you promoted us. We won't forget you, Father God, and because you have showed favor on us, God. And we won't sneer and snicker at the enemy when they fall in their trap, God, because we don't want the same thing to happen to us, God. We want to show mercy, God, as you have shown us mercy, Father God. And thank you, Father God, that nobody that connected us, God, that's in a covenant relationship will be lack, God, will have lack, God, that we're all coming out with something, with not just something, but silver and gold, something that's priceless, our peace, our joy, our health, our strength, God, our purpose, our destiny, our husbands, our wives, our children, our family, God, our loved ones, our ministry, our business, God. We're not coming out empty-handed. No one will be lacking. And we give you the glory and honor. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. And thank you again so much for tuning in with us. I'm excited. We are on our way. We are closing up, and we're going to close up strong. We're going to go to God in prayer. Continue to let him lead and guide us. This is the 19th day of prayer, 19th day of prayer. And I pray that you have been very encouraged through the word of God. I love you. I love you. I love you. And there's nothing you can do about it until we meet again. God bless.